David Bowie mit John. I'm only dancing. Aus dem Jahre 76, 17 Uhr und 10 Minuten. Ihr hört die Morning Show am Freitagnachmittag auf Flux FM. Und ich habe bei mir eine Band aus dem Iran, aus Teheran, um genauer zu sein. Und zwar sind die Langtunes mal wieder in Berlin. Sie haben auch schon mal bei uns im Fluxbau gespielt. Sie werden am morgigen Samstag das Rosis bespielen. Und jetzt sind sie eben bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen ein bisschen über die Schwierigkeiten, die man eben so hat als Band aus Teheran. Wir sprechen aber auch über Nürnberg, denn da hängen sie die ganze Zeit schon ab. Da haben sie auch ihre aktuelle Platte und ihre aktuellen Songs nochmal aufgenommen. Und die anderen Themen werden sich ergeben im Lauf des Gesprächs. Ich sage Hello to Garen Kamyar und Behrouz. Welcome, Langtunes.
Hallo, Berlin. Hello. Thanks.
Hallo, how are you doing, boys? Everything all right?
Yeah, cool.
Cool.
Berlin is really good. Yeah, after the experience in Nürnberg, like Berlin is now, we can feel it. It's a big city.
But yeah, you've been to Berlin. You've been yeah, playing down here in our cellar, right?
Yeah, like we've been here 3 years ago, I guess. And it's an honor to be back again.
Cool.
But yeah, but the last time we've been here, like each time was just like for a week or so. But after 2 months in Nürnberg staying, like now we can feel the differences.
Yeah, better. Yeah. I can totally imagine that after staying in Nürnberg for a while, one sees Berlin with other eyes.
Yeah.
It's a complete different animal than Nürnberg. Though Nürnberg has treated you kind of super nice, right? Because you've stayed there for weeks and weeks and you've recorded your LP there. Is that so?
Yeah, like during the last tour we did during the summer, we got in contact with this indie label, which was like the best thing happened in our career so far. So we played a gig in August, and then we came to talking and about this contract, and so we came back there and started recording our first official album to be released. And yeah, it's like a huge step for us. Of course, we would never imagine to do this in
And how is working in Nürnberg with the producers over there? Did they get you? Did they manage to capture your sound? Do you like the result? Are you pleased with the stuff that you've recorded?
Of course, in this context of like indie style working, like everything is different. Like there are so much time pressures. There are like of course, as of the. I mean, in general, it was like for us, because it was the first official, like normally we had, like me and KK had a home studio back home. So we like, of course, it was like a huge step professionally, and it was like technically everything was better. Of course, like if you want to be idealistic about everything, always you can get a better sound, always you can get better and better, better. But still, it was like a really, really good, good experience.
And I think that's part of being an artist, is that you're never really pleased 100% with the stuff that you've released. Because as soon as it's finished and as soon as you are not allowed to do anything with it anymore, you'd be like, oh, I should have played that guitar solo a bit faster.
Yeah, it's always
or something like that, right? It is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
But now the baby is born, it's out there, it's got to grow, and people are getting to know it right now, which is the coolest thing and maybe the most important thing. You can go for a perfect sound on LP number two, maybe.
Definitely,
right? So you've released that album in Europe already, I think, right? One can buy it already on iTunes.
I think from tomorrow,
From tomorrow on, that's what it says.
From tomorrow on.
But how are your plans on releasing that in Iran, in your home country? Are there plans for that? Will it be possible anyhow, or?
About like official sellings, I don't think so, but we're gonna like send the copies and like we're gonna give it like for free to our friends, our community.
Yeah,
I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. But official way, it's not possible at all.
No. Because I've read about your career up until now, and I found out today that you were never playing official concerts in Tehran because it's basically forbidden. You can get punished for that.
Yeah.
You can get into jail for making the music that you're making,
music.
And I also read that you guys got busted like 1.5 years ago before you went to Germany.
Yeah.
And that people said if you're ever going to get busted again, then they're going to put you in jail. So are you kind of like afraid to go back to Tehran in January? Because that's the plan, right?
I mean, of course, it's like in Iran, you born and raised to be always like kind of an outlaw. Like from the early ages, you get to live with that, because like basically like drinking is not allowed, I don't know, like partying is not allowed, dancing is not allowed, music, but everyone is born to do all those things, like and it's totally normal, and every family in the Iranian family, not every, but like the majority of Iranians like do that. So basically you don't feel that much like you get to born an outlaw and be raised as an outlaw. So we don't like there's always risk in everything, so we always of course are afraid that something could go wrong. And over the past like 3 years, nothing like special happened to us so far. We've been lucky, but of course, like maybe this time we go back, who knows? Like,
Well, what do you think of the political development in your home country? Because I think with Ahmadinejad, things were even from an outer perspective, it seems as if things under Ahmadinejad were even worse than they are now. Do you think that things for a band like yours could get better in the next few years in Iran?
I personally don't think so. Like, no, because like we are so far from the standards that like maybe I don't know, maybe if the, like, let's say like maybe in 10 years some new things would develop or some. But now like in general, of course for the people walking on the line always, it's gonna get maybe better. Maybe they're gonna be over the line or maybe just to the right side of the line.
Yeah.
But for us, because we're so far from the line, it's never gonna happen any soon.
So what are your future plans in longer terms then? I think you have to go back in January because your visa are over, so you have to return to Tehran in Iran. But what are you going to plan for the long run? Are you going to try to move to another city, maybe to move to another land?
The next plan, I think next step is going to be the tour that we're going to make for as the promotion of the album. So I think at least for next year, we know what to do. We had to like move our asses here to just start the tour from, I guess, if we can make it from March, it's going to be great. But I don't know when we're going to get the visas again. So like the best thing that we can say, like for next year, we know we have to be there.
There are special, like we are already looking for maybe getting like a German residency of some sort. There are some complications for Iranians, but we are trying. So like the long-term plan would be to like not moving out of the country, but trying to find staying longer
and
here.
Working from not working from Iran, but working from Germany, let's say, but still go to Iran, meet the family. I mean, that's definitely important stuff, and you would miss people desperately when you
And that's where we get our influences, of course. Like, the stress of Tehran we need always.
I can totally imagine that, and it's a good inspiration, I think, to work against the system. I mean, I think one of the greatest, many of the great artists who are really great and respectful artists, they have worked against the system. They haven't been in the perfect area or the perfect democracy when they were making great art. So there must be one advantage of living in a system like the Iranian system. Before we talk too much, let's listen to a song that you've recorded in Nürnberg this summer. Here's the Lang Tunes from Tehran Tour album mit Tale of the Weary Heads. Die Lang Tunes mit Tale of the Weary Heads vom Morgen auf iTunes aufpoppenden Album Tehran Tour, das die Band in Nürnberg aufgenommen hat. Das haben wir ja gerade schon erfahren. It was a beautiful, I think it's a beautiful result that you've brought from Nürnberg.
Thank you.
It sounds good to my ears and it sounds good through the radio as well. So you've done a good job in mixing those songs, because if it's not mixed in the right way, it sounds shitty on the radio.
Yeah, we should thank our producer, Hannes Suma, for this thing. Like, he was a really professional guy. Like, his mindset, we learned so much from him.
Whoa, that's cool, too. And maybe you can use some of those experiences for the next recording on your own or something, right?
Definitely.
That's cool. I've read about plans for making some videos in Berlin. Are you working on videos right now?
Yeah, like not right now, but like we are talking with some directors, and we are seeing like what ideas can we bring up. But it's going to be, I don't know, maybe like a 1 month project or something.
Cool. I want to wish you the best of luck for that.
Thank
as
you
well.
So much.
So are you going to try out all those new songs on the stage of Roses tomorrow?
Definitely. Sure. We're so excited about playing them because like the old song, like whenever, like as much as you play a song, like you get sick of it. But for this, like after this release, we have like a couple of new songs. Yeah. So everything is like, really, like we really enjoy our asses when we play those.
Yeah, cool.
It's really
have you been to Rosie's already? because it's beautiful. You will love it there. Yeah. It's a bit dirty though, but in a good way.
Oh, that's good.
It's an old school kind of punkish vibe there. You will like it, and people will like you and your music as well. I'm pretty sure about that. So, when you play your shows in Europe, do many people from Iran show up and like shake your hands and be like, "Oh, I'm living in Germany and I'm so happy to see a band from Tehran," or is it more like German indie kids on your shows?
Yeah, like we have, because like most of the gigs we played were festivals, like like Iranians don't get to know about this because like they're not, it's not an event like for just especially for us. So normally there are not so many Iranians, but there has been like times when like by chance an Iranian was there and they totally freaked out that an Iranian band is playing.
It must be crazy. Yeah.
And of course they always have this like feeling of, of course they never expected. And like this whole Iranian refugee image that is like in Germany, and it's like, it's not it's not that much of a good image, and most of the times the feedback is like, now we feel better as like
we can be
we're Iranians too, and this is a good feeling.
I mean, thankfully Berlin is a pretty open city for people from all over the world, but there's people in Germany who have who think of Muslims being all the same, and people from Muslim countries to think all the same, and as a Berliner we know that it's not the fact, people from everywhere can be open-minded and people from everywhere can be assholes, you know what I'm saying. But I really think that's it's, it might be a good idea for some of those people in Germany maybe who haven't opened their mind yet to see you as a band and be like, oh, okay,
Iranians can be also
they can be pretty cool guys. So, well, I want to wish you the best of luck for tomorrow's show and for the rest of the year. And maybe if we can help you in any ways when you've returned to Tehran, you can email us or something like that. And if there's something coming up for another tour or something, you let us know, and then we'll invite you again and we'll talk a bit more.
Thank you so much for having us here. It was a pleasure.
Really. It was a pleasure for me to meet you guys.
Thanks.
Das waren die Langtunes aus Teheran im Iran. Die spielen morgen Abend im Rosis, und für dieses wirklich besondere Konzert, da ist noch einer. There's another guy. Für dieses tolle Konzert darf ich Tickets Who's is it? The drummer.
That's the drummer.
Oh, that's so typical. The drummer is always like, yeah, you can come in. You can come in. It's totally fine. But the interview is over yet. But we've just realized that it's just because you're a drummer. Maybe you got to be a little bit late. It's a laid back style that he's going for.
Drummers are always like, yes, man.
Cool. A musician's joke in between. That's what I always go for. Also, wenn die Band sehen möchte, morgen Abend im Rosis mit Drummer, der kommt wahrscheinlich ein bisschen später. You're gonna be a bit late tomorrow as well, but the show is gonna happen, right? Wer sich morgen nicht von einem zu spät kommenden Drummer verwirren lässt, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030-2000. Verlose ich Tickets für die Langtunes morgen Abend im Rosis. Und hier nochmal ein Song zum Einstimmen von ihrer just fertiggestellten Platte Tehran Tour, die morgen rauskommen wird am 13.12. auf iTunes. Hier sind die Langtunes nochmal mit One Day You Will. Thanks again. Bye bye. See you next year.
Bye bye. See you.